Y'all's broad take is that this is, in the long run, significantly cheaper for us, less expensive. I don't want to infer in any way law enforcement is cheap, but a less expensive proposition as opposed to forming our own, in essence, our own police department.
It would be slightly less expensive, and it does a couple things. One, it's fundamentally the mission of a school district is to educate children, and fundamentally the role of a sheriff's office is law and order and public service and protection. And I think it keeps that role with the professionals and really allow us to rely upon their expertise. And I think that's probably the best way to go. And I think it would save us some overhead costs in regards to that. Yes.
How long would this agreement be for? I mean, obviously that's negotiable, but what's our idea?
My idea would be to have a multi-year agreement, probably in the 3 years plus or minus range, just so that we don't have to go through all of this rigmarole every year. Just kind of get broad strokes of that. And then if we have to expand or contract based on additional campuses, have language in there. Probably have some severability language in there, too, a little bit different than we've had in the past.
Absolutely. So I guess the last thing that popped in my mind was, Can one of you give us like a ballpark of exactly what an SRO's responsibilities are? How does this mean that they are on our school campuses nonstop every school day? Do they have extended duties at different times? Do they are they on call to go to different campuses where they're not necessarily housed? So just kind of give us a broad, since we've had this agreement, obviously I haven't been on a board at a point where we've had a conversation. I mean, I know that they're there, but about exactly what they do. So if you could just give us kind of
sure,
a odd take on it.
Okay, yeah. That's good. So let me just kind of go back to our current agreement. The school resource officer program or idea is about community building and working with students and getting to know them on the front end and helping to develop those relationships and help on down the road. So they're not there to process tardies or make sure the cafeteria lines are straight or do any of those house rules. They are there to be a resource for the community and a resource for the police department. And they are not the ones that are usually putting the, arresting folks and taking them downtown. Usually those are other beat officers who come in and do that for us. So, yes, they do work when they work a football game or a volleyball game or a dance. They're hourly employees, and so they have overtime for that in the same way they would generate overtime if they were working, on a regular beat and they pulled overtime in regards to that. So it's really the evolution of that program has changed in the last 10 or 15 years to be not one of you're putting a police car out in front to deter bad guys and having people walk around as far as being a big deterrent type of thing, but more of a relationship building proactive measure.